These people would never even met on a video call or in person. They were sending me, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of product every week. The American brand put in a small order for 60,000 units and I put a dollar on it and made 60K in a day.
Where were you at there as an entrepreneur?
Well, I was...
Jared Pritchard, Director of Australia, Gold International, helps supplement, skincare and cosmetics brands expand into Australian, US and Asian markets.
He specialises in manufacturing, logistics and global distribution.
Their shipping to Australia is about $29 US for express shipping, and I knew already from my previous experience with shipping products that I could get for around about, you know, $5 Australian, which is about $3 US. So over 1,000 orders, I was saving them about $26,000.
So what was the next step in making money?
Yeah, so pretty much originally they gave...
What's up, guys? Welcome to this episode of Unemployable. Today, we are joined by Jared Pritchard, who is a local Gold Coast entrepreneur, has an extraordinary story, how with just a few hundred dollars, he got involved in the supplements business. And he's going to share with us exactly how he did it, how he became the exclusive distributor for a large American brand that had a product end up going onto the Joe Rogan show. He shares how he made $60,000 in a single day from one strategy that was super simple to actually implement. And not only did he make $60,000 in a day, he locked in an income stream ongoing for life from those products. So it's a really interesting talk. We talk about the supplement business, anything that we put in a bottle, a can, a jar and sold, and how he is building this business around the world, starting, as I said, from nothing. Enjoy. Make sure you like, subscribe, drop a comment. Bye for now. What is up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of Unemployable. Today, we are joined by Jared Pritchard, a local entrepreneur here on the Gold Coast that is doing some really, really interesting things that I think you guys are going to really love, because Jared is the quintessential entrepreneur. I know this story is going to resonate. So Jared, welcome to the pod. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
First time on a podcast, I believe.
Yes, definitely a little nervous this morning, that's for sure.
Don't worry, there's plenty of people watching who would be in the same boat as you, very nervous about coming on a pod for the first time. But don't worry, it's going to be a fun conversation. Mark, how are you, mate?
Mate, I'm doing well. I just remember the first time I was on a podcast and how you looked after us all that day. Oh, I couldn't sleep the night before either. So yeah, it's normal, mate, I'm telling you. But Adam will look after us.
We'll be good. Eric, what's going on, mate? How are you?
Yeah, good. Very good. I seen the email come through earlier today with a bit of a breakdown in, kind of your business history, which is very, very, very interesting. And I think a lot of people will be sitting there in that same situation. So it'll be good to unpack.
Why don't we kick this off, Jared, by just sort of framing up for people where you were when we first encountered each other. So when did you first hear about me? And then where were you at that time in your life? And then let's pick up the story to where you are today, because I know, like many people listening to this, you tried a bunch of stuff. You'd tried hoverboards and all sorts of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe pick up story about when you met me or heard about me, and then where you are now, how we get to where we are.
Yeah. So when I started to take my business journey a little bit more seriously, I came across, I think it was an Instagram post about an event called Success Resources that was featured by Gary Vee and Grant Cardone. And I decided to, you know, go to this seminar. And one of the first speakers that day was a guy called Adam Hudson. And he came out with all these flashing lights. It was almost like the beginning of a boxing match with the lights flashing and all this sort of stuff. And his rock star steps out and and then I ended up buying his course.
I didn't actually know that until just before the pod rolled. So that's where you got into the course. And was that sort of like a turning point in your life where you were like, all right, I want to go into a different space. I want to be around a good vibe. Where were you at there as an entrepreneur?
I was learning everything myself just from, you know, watching YouTube videos and things like that. And, you know, this is my opportunity to, dive a little bit deeper and do something in person with, you know, some people that have been there and done that and hoping to learn as much as I can. And I remember you saying about, you know, selling products in America on Amazon. I thought, you know, I'd be able to do this. And Yeah, and that was when I went to the course in Brisbane.
Yeah. So let's fast forward, because ultimately you didn't build an Amazon business, but you learned about the opportunity of, you know, import, export, selling physical products online. Describe to us the breakthrough, because this is a really cool story. And when I first met you again, well, I've not first met you, but met you again recently, I'm just trying to remember how that actually happened. Did you reach out to us, or how did we get introduced again? You told me the story. Like, yeah. How did that reconnection happen? And then we'll go into the story of sort of what led to this, you doing so well now in the supplement space. So how did we reconnect, and what was the segue that really broke you through?
I tried a bunch of things over the last 5 years, and after things started to work out for us, I actually saw you made a post on Instagram, and you had just started using, I think it was ManyChat. And you said it wasn't functioning, so I reached out to you and made you aware that it wasn't working, and that was when you got back to me, and we fixed that up together. And then I sent you a voice message and just let you know I did your course some years ago, and you know, this is a success that I've had over these last years, and you know, some of the things that I learned from that course, I've used that to, you know, build myself into the person that I am today.
Yeah, and I think you told me a story about your supplements and how you got into it. And I think then we said, let's have a coffee. I'd love to hear this. So tell us that story. So what was the turning point? Tell us how you got into the supplements business. What were the dots that you connected that other people hadn't connected? And step us through that story. Because if you're listening right now, pay attention, because this is a very, very cool story that shows the power of creativity and hustle. So step us through it.
So during COVID, I'm sure everybody remembers the feeling of being locked inside and feeling like nobody was going to get out. And I realized that I had to work out how to try and make some money online. And so I started to use all the experience of things that I've learned over the years. And I found a program called Ahrefs, which is a SEO program that seeks out certain keywords that have been typed into Google and tracks visitor traffic to websites for certain brands, or all brands, should I say. And so I, over time, started looking at a bunch of different products, and I came across some supplements that had some large amounts of traffic of people that were searching for this search term. And from there, I started to look at who were the leaders in that space, which were the biggest companies in that area. And I found one in the States, and I reached out to them directly, letting them know that I'd like to be their exclusive distributor in Australia. But more importantly, I found on their cart, their shipping to Australia is about $29 US for express shipping, which has taken still a week for it to arrive. And I knew already from my previous experience with shipping products that I could get, you know, products to customers within Australia for around about, you know, $5 Australian, which is about $3 US. And so pretty much I told them that I could get their products to the customers the next day for low shipping rates. And so over 1,000 orders, I was saving them about $26,000. And from there, after about a month or so of going backwards and forwards, they decided to send me a bunch of product for free. And I shipped out those products, got the remittance, you know, of the delivery times and the costs, and sent that back over to them. I paid for all that shipping as well, and, you know, proved that my system works. And from there, they just started to send me more and more product over the years. And now I'm holding about close to $5 million worth of their product.
Okay, so let's just unpack that bit first, and then we're going to talk about this bottle margin and a whole bunch of other very, very cool stuff that you do. So essentially, you're at home, you found this program called Ahrefs, H-R-E-F-S, right?
A-H-R-E-F-S.
A-H-R-E-F-S. And so this is a tool that you can use to see where the online traffic is, where the eyeballs are.
Yeah.
You found a high demand product that people were already buying. Was this domestically in Australia, searches from Australia were you looking for, or just globally?
Well, the program shows searches worldwide, but it'll actually tell you which countries that the most of the search volume is coming from. So I think at the time during COVID, the particular product had about 140,000 searches per day. So I knew it had some interest in it.
Globally or just in Australia?
That, at the time, that was globally. It's definitely got a lot higher since then, but it'll actually show you, you know, the top 10 countries where those searches are coming from. So, you know, I think at the time, maybe Australia was sitting somewhere at maybe number 4 or something like that. So I knew there was a lot of interest in Australia, and there was nobody really selling that supplement here at the time.
So you found this product that already had proven product market fit. You knew people were looking for it. You could see probably from the site and the reviews and everything else that this was a successful product. You went to the biggest players in the group. You just reached out to them by email and said, hey, listen, if you got customers in Australia, people are paying $26 US or whatever,
$29 US
to get a bottle shipped over. How about you ship it over in bulk to me, and I will then on ship it and get it there faster and for far less money and save you a bunch of money and give your customers a better experience.
That's right. So
that's the pitch.
Yeah. So because of this, they were able to reduce the cost of the cart significantly. For Australian customers. I think now they're currently actually charging, I think around about $5 Australian, which is actually less than the cost that for Australia Post to ship it, but they're, you know, probably losing $2, but it works out well for them anyway.
So they just basically, Australia to them was probably just a side market because they're killing it in the US, I imagine.
Yeah.
So this young entrepreneur from Australia says, send me some stuff, let me get it to your customers faster, and then you'll figure out how you're going to make money from this later. You said you actually paid for the shipping, is that right?
That's all right. So I never actually discussed anything about money at all, just proved that the system works, and then from there made the negotiation.
So you went and got 1,000 bottles, they shipped you 1,000 bottles, said, prove to us that you can get these to our customers, and then you literally paid the bill on the, they gave you 1,000 orders, right?
At first they started with only maybe a small box or like maybe 50 bottles or something like that. But the next lot they sent to me was a massive box, was close to 1,000 bottles, yeah.
But they basically gave you a box of 50 to start, and then, okay, are you ready, Australia side? We're going to give you our next 50 customer orders from Australia, and then you're going to go and ship them as soon as they come in. Is that sort of what happened?
Next day.
Yeah, so pretty much, yeah, it's like, within Australia, I knew that next day shipping is possible within the capital cities and most suburbs. So, yeah, it's just saving them absolute ton of money. And with that money that was left over, they could, pay some of that money to me for my services. It was actually making them money to pay me to do it.
So they effectively had charged those clients $29 at the time.
Into the mic, mate.
Sorry, they had charged those clients $29 at the time.
Yeah.
And so that's where they had the margin to kind of look after you.
Yeah. Well, over time, they adjusted it down to $14 US.
Yep.
And now recently they've gone ahead and made a replica Australian website. And so now they bought those costs right down to less than what the cost is to actually ship it by Australia Post.
And you were you just using Express Post?
No, it's just standard.
Standard,
yeah.
But this is, sorry, Eric.
Yeah. You make it sound easy, right? But yeah, I found this company, big global brand, and just reached out to them.
It really was.
For distribution rights from a person that has done a little bit in the industry, but not a massive brand yourself at that stage. So for the people watching this right now that are going, okay, well, that's all good, but one, where did you find your details? Did you call them? Did you email them? What did you say in the email to capture their attention? How many emails did you send? How many phone calls? How long did it take? I just want to unpack that part.
It did take a good few months, but at first I sent them the shortest email that I read not long ago, and I'm really surprised that they actually even responded to me. And
because no ChatGPT back then, right?
Definitely not. it was probably about 50 words literally, and I just reached out and said, hey, look, I know you don't have an exclusive distributor in Australia, and I've got some contacts here that we can possibly get your products into retail stores here in Australia. And also, your costs at the cart are quite high. And I'll be able to reduce that and get you next day shipping. And that was when he said, can we, make a phone call. That was just through their support email on their website. That was
my next question. And did they reply straight away? How long did it take for them to reply?
Yeah, I got the reply within 24 hours. And I think at the time I'd reached out to maybe four brands and I already got a response, within days.
Of each, of all four?
No, just that one brand.
So the other ones didn't reply?
But in my mind at that time, I was going to reach out to 100 different brands, but within four emails, I'd already had a major brand come back to me.
Now, this is Grant, right? Because Grant, you said that Grant influenced you, Grant Cardone.
Yeah.
What did he teach you about this from that seminar day that we were speaking together?
Yeah. Well, I actually went ahead and bought his course that day as well and went to it down in Sydney. And that was quite expensive. And that went for 2 days. I flew down there. And one of the biggest things that I took away from that was to be as annoying as and persistent as possible when doing follow-ups with his brands. So every day I was calling them, hi, it's me again. Oh, it's me again, and they knew I wasn't going to go away until they gave me what I wanted. And I felt like that was just showing the persistence. A lot of people would just give up, and Grant Cardone is like, look, you've got to be on them every single day. People have got to, memory span like a goldfish these days. And, they're not thinking about you all the time. So you've got to be in their face and reminding them constantly that you're here. And it worked.
So you send an email, then you follow up with phone calls. And then the guy says, let's have a meeting. And then you chatted to him about it and you started you off with a box of 50.
Yeah.
What happened next? I love this story because it's a genuine story of a way out for somebody sitting there with nothing but hustle. They got no money. This has cost you, 1,000 units of $6,000. So it's almost no money. Most people go and drive Uber for 2 months and save $6,000, right?
Actually, I only paid for the first 50 shipments.
Okay.
So it was from there, that was when they actually sent me their own credit card details to pay for the shipping.
How much did the initial 50 cost you? So how much were you out of pocket? You had Adam's course, which was a few grand.
Yeah.
And then Grant Cardone, how much was that course?
I think at the time was about maybe 5,000 or something. 5,000. Like
so let's call it 8,000 Aussie plus the initial shipping. How much was the initial shipping?
It really wasn't much. It's probably maybe $7 times 50 or something like that.
So $350. So let's call it 8,000, 8,500. You're in.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened next? And this is the interesting bit. So because today you've got $5 million worth of their inventory in a warehouse just up the road that you're running and managing, which you must pinch yourself and go, what the hell? Like, that came from no money to start to where you are now. So what was the next step in making money? And this is a great story. I can't wait for you to tell it about.
Yeah. So pretty much originally they gave me, access to the shipping platforms just for Australia. But at the time we're only doing maybe 25 orders per day because I was still an international company. It was taking a long time for them to get their orders to customers here. Over the last years, I've now grown them, I think maybe 2,000%. And now they're doing close to 2,000 orders because they got, more customer satisfaction. And that was because I pitched to them that it was better for them to allow me to do the shipping to Asia than what it was to ship from America. So now I realize Australia is the hub for Americans to get into the Asia market. And so they accepted. And now, just through Australia Post Standard, it usually it can be somewhere between 2 to 7 days to anywhere in Asia. And it's actually really weird because it can be sometimes cheaper to ship to China than what it is to Melbourne.
Yeah. You're serious?
Yeah. So like I'll ship things to China and it might be just under $8 and then sometimes I'll ship to Melbourne could be somewhere close to $11 or $12, depending on where they are.
And that's standard, just standard.
That's standard, yeah.
So you've now got the rights to Australia and Asia.
I now have every country on this side of the planet, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that you're running out of the Gold Coast. So what was the second way that you made money, though? You said that you brought their manufacturing onshore as well.
Yeah.
Because this is what your business does now, AustraliaGoldInternational.com, AustraliaGoldInternational.com. You basically help entrepreneurs in these spaces from sourcing to shipping to a whole bunch of things. But what was the next thing you did to increase your income as an entrepreneur?
Yeah. So I knew that they were importing a lot of their, you know, raw materials from China into the US. They were bottling it there and then shipping the products to me, and then I was sending it back to China. So it really didn't make sense to do that. So it was when I was starting to look for more ways to be able to increase what I was earning. And I pitched the owner. I said, look, it'd be smarter for you to send the raw materials straight to Australia and we have it bottled here, and then I can, you know, ship out to Asia from here. And he believed in me and gave me the go ahead. And I started reaching out to a bunch of Australian manufacturers. And this particular product actually made it onto Joe Rogan podcast. And I started reaching out to all of the local manufacturers and said, hey, look, you know, our brand was on Joe Rogan podcast. You know, we want to do manufacturing there. And they said, you know, mate, that's great, but we're at capacity. We can't help you. So I was calling places from Brisbane to Sydney to Melbourne, and I was going nowhere with it. And that was when I went back to the place in Brisbane that had already turned me down. And I used the same theory that I'd learned from Grant Cardone to be that, you know, annoying, persistent guy, and come back to him, pitch to him and say, look, you know, give me this opportunity, I'll bring you more customers, not just the one. And the lady that had turned me down previously had left the week before, and the new lady gave us a go. So because the manufacturers here, they want to make money off the whole process. Well, that's the, you know, the sourcing, the manufacturing, everything. Whereas we just wanted to import tons of raw material and stick it into a bottle. So I ended up getting that completed, that's
so. Where did you make money? So you made money by clipping the ticket, right?
Yeah. So I actually found an opportunity, and I spoke with the manufacturers and said, look, would you be able to, you know, put a dollar per bottle on every product that I do through the facility? And they gave me the contract and said, yeah, that's all right. At first they said, oh, we don't normally do that, but let me get back to you. And maybe 6 hours later, after speaking to their accounts team, they called me back and gave me the go ahead. So I was quite happy about that. And the American brand put in a small order for 60,000 units, and I put a dollar on it and made $60,000 in a day.
Yeah, from just providing the service, which is really smart, because you're getting paid ongoing for everything rather than just a fee for finding it, right?
That's it. It's a one-time sale. You know, once you get the brand into the facility, you know, once they start running out of product, then they've got to reorder again. So every time that they order now, I make that margin on
them. And your partner, they're happy too, right? Because they're getting it cheaper, and the manufacturer is getting, and you're getting paid for providing that hustle in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you know, I'm already saving them, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in the shipping, and it only makes sense for them to be set up here on the ground.
Yeah. I did a similar thing with our toilets business. You know, like we were getting two parts that we sell a lot of. They didn't have any skill set in procuring things in China. There was one part that we sell as an optional upsell, and I was paying $50 US wholesale. And they said, look, we're just passing this on at cost. And I believe them, because I said, do you mind if I source this cheaper? And they're like, no, not at all. And if you do, let us know, because that's what we're paying. I went to China and sourced that part for $3.85. Literally $3.85 versus $50 that I was paying as a wholesaler.
Yeah.
The other product I was paying about $7 for, and I got that for half price by going to China. So there's these interesting arb opportunities for people like you who've developed that skill set of talking to people, negotiating, doing the legwork. So you made $6,000 a day, and now you get paid a dollar a bottle on every bottle.
Yeah.
And how many bottles are they selling a year with that one? Just ballpark.
So it's growing constantly, and I really couldn't say at this point, but like I said, we usually do on about at least around maybe close to 2,000 bottles per week.
Mm.
So yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah, it's not too bad, and it's still quite early days for these particular supplements, and it's just continually growing.
And you've now picked up a bunch more supplement brands doing this process?
Yeah, well, not just supplement brands. It really opened my eyes to the manufacturing space, and I started to pursue that more. And now work with some local brands, and I help them with private labeling their own products. And brand in particular from here on the Gold Coast, they've got an online marketplace, I think maybe 10,000 products. And I spoke with him, and he said, look, we're looking at expanding, getting a bigger place and getting more staff and all this sort of stuff. I'm like, look, you got this platform already. How many of these products are your own? And he said zero. So I was like, well, maybe it makes sense to private label some of those products and push that traffic to those, to your own brands, and start to make those higher margins and put something similar to the Amazon choice, and make those margins. And he trusted me with that, and I've private labeled a bunch of products for him, and he started to make a lot more money from doing that.
So, I mean, anybody really could do this sort of thing. They say a hit product in the US, it could be a skincare product, or it could be a, you know, whatever. And it's a really clever way to get exposure into the space and start. And now you've built it into a business that's a multi-million dollar business.
Can you make the Australian made claim with these products?
Now that the raw material is brought into Australia, if it's bottled in a facility here and in a TGA facility, it has to go through those processes, and then it's classified as an Australian product once it's bottled here in Australia.
Super interesting.
I remember this is going back probably 6-7 years ago when I think it was Kevin Rudd's daughter at the time. I was reading an article, and she was taking Australian made products. Maybe do you remember when baby food was an issue? Right. They had, I think, a formaldehyde or something, and babies were dying in China from a manufacturing process. And she then got baby food formula, and was sending it to to China in a thing they call Tmall. And Tmall basically is like an Amazon. And then she got into Lucas Papa, and basically, like, you could be buying it from Woolies. You know, people were then going and buying it from Woolies and Coles, literally, and then selling it for 3 to 4 times the price on this Tmall, as an example. So there's so many different levels of this
Coles and Woolies had to put those controls in play. Yeah,
three per client.
Three per client. Because the Chinese buyers, there was a word for them.
They did a whole, back-end research on it, and it was such an interesting thing that was happening at that
time. Is that
time.
A thing, like, getting, leveraging the Australian brand, you know, like into China, where the perception is the products may not be as clean? Only perception, because I know that a lot of cutting edge stuff in that space does happen in China as well, but is there an opportunity there?
Yeah, well, I mentioned that to the American brand as well. I said, look, you know, the Chinese love to buy Australian products. So, you know, it makes sense to have your products manufactured here as well when it has an Australian flag on it, and they recognize that. And so that brought me into contact with another guy who does product sourcing for the Chinese government. And one of his associates is a compliance lawyer to bring products into China. So right now we're actually going through the process of having the products compliant to be able to enter the Chinese market. And this woman's mother's handles the licensing and does the stamping to be able to allow things into the mainland. So that's now a new service that I'm offering to this American brand and to any other brands that want to be able to enter the Chinese market. They also have connections to Chinese digital marketing agencies. They can translate your website and handle all your paid search. They also connect you with Chinese influencers that can go onto a live stream and, you know, sell 10,000 products in an hour. So,
wow.
Mm.
That's interesting. So you're saying you're bringing that in-house as a service now for brands that want to go to China, and then you can partner with them and help them do that.
That's it, yeah.
So what does that cost? Let's say I had a skincare brand, and I want to launch into China, and I want to do all of that. I want to translate my website. I want to appoint them as an agency. How much does that cost? Just broad strokes, as a ballpark.
It's that time of year again at Unemployable, where we're opening up our Unemployable Business Coaching Program. It's over a 12-month period, and with that, you get private one-on-one coaching, group coaching, as well as private and live events throughout the year. You could get private coaching with me, and not only me, but our panel of experts that we have put together. These panel of experts have been in our network and are the exact people that we use in our business successes. People from branding, sales, marketing, our lawyers, our accountants, everyone that has helped build our businesses, you have access to. If this sounds of interest, go to www.unemployable.com.au/coaching and register your interest to see if it's a fit for you and us. Hope to see you there.
It really depends on, how long is a piece of string, pretty much. So
how many SKUs you've got and things like
that. Yeah, definitely. So through this particular connection of mine, they don't charge a whole lot of money just because they've got a close friendship, and they're more hoping to be able to take brands in and distribute their products across retailers throughout China. But also having your website and all that set up in Mandarin gives you access to Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, and all these sorts of things as well.
That's really fascinating, isn't it? Like, just that opportunity to leverage straight into another market. Again, this is stuff that when I was growing up was just pipe dreams, but now you're sort of so near.
What's the biggest opportunity that you see at the moment? Obviously, you want to be getting more and more people obviously contacting you to use your services to help, right?
Yeah.
So if you were like, okay, I want to train an army of people to go out there and find these brands to then bring to me, and I can take them to the world, as an example.
Yeah.
What do you think is the lowest hanging fruit at the moment, or opportunity that someone listening to this that was in your position 5 years ago can do right now?
I think the best thing that people can do would just be to go on to, use that program. Like I said, the HRS, look for a trending product, find whoever the biggest players are in that space, go onto their website, look at their cart, see how much that their shipping costs. If it's substantial and it's taken 3 to 6 weeks for it to arrive, then you've already found a lead to be able to reach out to. Yeah.
So the website again is ahrefs.com.au or just .com?
That's the one. Yeah. So
.com or .com.au?
.com. Yeah. It's an American SEO plugin.
Yeah.
Since then, I've played with another one called SEMrush, and I've been using that as well.
That's SEMrush.com, right? Yeah. I've heard of that one.
This strategy, this is exactly what I did with Dry Flush, just at a smaller scale. But I found a great product from America, wasn't distributed locally, didn't make sense to buy such a big item. It was $350 US to ship it. Like, it's crazy. There's these opportunities everywhere, products out of the US, products out of England, products from everywhere. Why don't you negotiate for them?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. So apparently at the moment, the one of the best-selling products on TikTok Shop is a 15-day gut cleanse. How much do you recommend? Because you said that you can source the materials from China. They come in here with your manufacturers. Your manufacturers can put it together. How much credence do you give into going out there and starting the white label brand from scratch? Or is that a much more complicated process?
Pretty much not all raws need to be sourced from China. It can be from anywhere, really. It can be from Australia, America, anywhere. And if people are looking to start their own brand, you really don't need to know much. You don't need to speak with formulators, this, that, and the other. As long as you find, this gut health product, you could look at your competitors, send that ingredients list. You could take a photo of the size of the bottle and send that to the facility, and they'll be able to make it.
And so your facilities that you're working with here in Australia, do they have the quality control for the raws?
So I work with a few different facilities now. So depending on what level of licensing and compliance that brand particularly needs, will depend on which of the facilities that we work with. Yeah.
Got it.
What do you know about the Joe Rogan story there? Like, I assume that happened through the US, so you might not be that close to it. But do you know anything about how that bottle ended up being on the Joe Rogan show? Do you know what impact it had from a sales point of view?
Yeah, I know that we were totally unaware that it was mentioned on the Joe Rogan podcast. And the next day, the sales had increased, you know, maybe 8 to 10 times overnight. And we're like, what the hell is going on? And it wasn't until a couple of days later is when we found out about it. Yeah, so definitely having your product mentioned on a major podcast like that can definitely push a brand.
Did Joe Rogan mention it, or did the guest mention it?
The guest mentioned it, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, and it, like, maybe a couple of years back prior to that, during COVID, I actually saw this supplement mentioned on Joe Rogan podcast, like they were talking about it there. So almost anything that those guys are talking about, if you're looking for a product to be able to sell, if these big influencers are talking about it, you've potentially got something that could be a big seller.
These products, in broad strokes, we're not going to reveal what they are because you're going through some processes that are quite sensitive at the moment. But for the listeners, they're sort of, broadly speaking, anti-aging performance type products for males and females would be a broad description.
Yeah.
So I did hear a story. I can't remember what it was. I think it was on a podcast where there was a guy who had a protein powder, and it was a really premium protein powder, and that was their whole ploy, was they wanted to be the world's cleanest protein powder, but it was like double the price of everything else. And one day they got a inquiry from Huberman, and they said, Huberman said, look, I've been looking all over the world to partner with a protein powder. I like your protein powder the most. Can we do a deal and partner? And at that time, the guy said we were quite a small protein powder business. He said we were at about $3 million a year, which in the protein powder market is small, right? Like that's probably the biggest category of all in supplements. And the podcaster asked him, what was the impact of the Huberman and partnership? He said, I can't reveal the exact numbers, but I can say we went from 3 million to well over 100. By partnering with one podcaster.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting. I don't think people realize the impact of deep trust, with especially brands like that. Huberman, people trust him. Girls don't, but consumers do.
The thing is, these types of products, they're recurring, right? They're consumables. So, they're doing 2,000 bottles a week now that can turn into 4,000, that can turn into 10,000. And it's just this endless consumption, of these types of products.
Yeah. I mean, Australia's nothing on America. Like, I think we're less than 10% of their sales over there. So, like, they are majorly booming over there. But, I'm giving them the opportunity to, be more competitive against the local brands here. And,
One thing I've done for a number of years is I try to do entrepreneurial tourism when I'm traveling. And what entrepreneurial tourism is when you're going to America while, your partner's off shopping, if you're the entrepreneur in the couple, try to go and do like an Amazon fulfillment center tour, or book a tour posing as a cosmetics company and go through a cosmetics manufacturer or supplements manufacturer in Florida, right? I've done this a few times. And it is so eye-opening and mind-expanding when you go into these places and you don't realize how much of this stuff people actually buy. Like, in Florida, I went into a cosmetics manufacturing facility, and a lot of the stuff is made in Florida in that space. And the guy's giving us the tour. It's this enormous facility, just pumping out face creams and lipsticks. And she goes, oh, this product over here is on TVN or whatever the TV networks are, and this product is for this influencer. And you're walking around and you're just like, holy shit. And I said, what's the biggest selling product that you ever had? And he said, oh, it's this one. And it was this box that opened up, and inside were 30 individual syringes, and it looked like a nuclear missile launcher, like as it opened, because all the syringes sort of popped up as the concertina opened. And it was a 3-hour facelift. And so basically you put this stuff on, it tightens your face up for 3 hours while you go to the party, and then you got to go home before you turn into the werewolf again. And it was this woman on TV, and she was selling like it was something ridiculous. I can't remember the numbers now, but it was something like 1,000 or 10,000 units a day, bonkers a day of this one product that women all over the United States were using to just like.
The question I have for you is, why aren't you using it?
You say my face is like sharp, eh? No, it's really interesting because it's such a massive, massive industry, and it's not till you're going inside the belly of these beasts that you realize how big it is.
And the margins, like my wife is all about her skincare, and I've recently, you know, being a masculine man, started using some face cream myself for the first time for a long time. And I'm actually quite enjoying it, to be honest with you, because like you start going and, you know, down this anti-aging path, and we have an anti-aging doctor that we see, and the same one that Adam sees as well here on the Gold Coast. And I take some of these types of supplements already, which is quite interesting. And I buy it through the doctor, and I'm like, man, I'm getting, surely like I can get this a little bit cheaper, right? Because some of the prices, you know. And then I started doing some research and going, you know, can I buy these, you know, overseas and bring them in just for me personally, right? Because of the margins that are in these things.
Right? Talk about margins. I mean, my buddy here on the Gold Coast, have you guys seen this? Lima? No, Lima. Have you guys heard of Lima?
Is that the one over near Burley?
This is an English company. Oh. Lima, a buddy of mine and his wife have just ordered this. They text me saying, oh, it's Black Friday, so you should buy it. So I look it up, right? Here it is. Lima Skin System. So there's a two serums and a cleanser. $4,800 per month.
That's costing
not total per month. $4,800 per month.
It's costing about $40 to
but month. You can subscribe and save.
What do you mean?
I'm not even kidding, bro. So they've just ordered this stuff, and he said to me, you know, I ordered it on Monday, got here on Thursday. Talk about quick shipping. I'm saying, fuck, mate, they probably put it on a business class.
Sounds like I paid $300 for mine, and I thought that like I had almost had a stroke.
Up your game, bro.
But yeah. What I'm saying is that there's these guys are booming. They're a huge business.
That's
And they're charging $4,800 a month recurring for three products. So
that's amazing.
It's really interesting to get out there. And so while the listeners hear this, oftentimes when you're at home in your little bubble in Australia, you hear that, you know, here's Jared, who's got $5 million worth of inventory in his fulfillment center here in Southport. And he had trouble getting a manufacturer because they're all at capacity. That's how big the consumer market for these products are just in Australia. It is enormous, enormous category.
I've got a couple of questions. One, what type of agreements, right? Like, so people don't get the wool pulled over their eyes. When people are negotiating and going back and forth with these types of companies, obviously, you know, you put your best foot forward and said, you know, just send me this stuff and I'll pay for it just so I can show you, right? That proves to me like this guy's a hustler, right? Like he actually wants to do business. But what type of agreements should you have in place to protect, I guess, you know, the distribution? Or is it a lot of handshake kind of agreements and hope for the best?
Yeah, that was pretty much how I came in. I didn't want to try and lock them into anything. If they gave me the opportunity, I knew that I could deliver, and I knew what value that I was providing. So you'd have to be an idiot not to take it, pretty much. So, you know, it gave me a bit of leverage to, you know, on the negotiation of how much he was going to pay me at first. And I think at first they decided that they'd pay me something like, I think, $13 Australian per order that was getting shipped out. So starting out as only small as maybe about 25 orders a day. So I think it's about maybe $300 Australian at the time. But just grew and grew over the last few years, and yeah, here we are.
So you're getting, you're just so everyone's clear, you're getting income still from that side, and you're getting income from the manufacturing side.
Yeah. So yeah, I've turned into a multiple six-figure business per year now, and I can do it in a couple of hours a day, if that. I've actually had somebody help me to pack the orders now, and now, you know, twiddle my thumbs looking for the next thing to do, pretty much.
That was my next question. So you have $5 million in this, you know, obviously, is it a storage shed? Is it a mini little factory?
No, I got a factory.
A factory. So
yeah.
What does your team look like at the moment other than you?
Yeah, at this stage, there's just a couple of us right now, and but I'm now fulfilling orders for a couple of different brands that have helped them with the private labeling. And now we're actually looking to take on a few other e-commerce brands to be able to help the shipping as well. So when I started the manufacturing journey, I realized that I was doing things backwards. Yeah, it was good doing things in Australia, but you know, learning from Adam back years ago in the Amazon course about being able to sell to the American population just opens up so many, you know, so much more of a market, going from 26 million Aussies to 350 million Americans. So now I'm actually helping Australian brands to go to America. So I've got a good relationship with the manufacturers over there. And so the products that I work with now are actually made in that same facility in the States. So he works with a bunch of big brands, so people know that's high quality, you know, processes and packaging, all this sort of stuff. And so now I've got a few brands already set up in America because of it. Yeah.
What I love, you want
to... No, I was just going to say, so if one of us had an idea for a supplement or a brand idea and we wanted to get it manufactured in the US, we could basically come through you and you can organize
it. Yeah, definitely. So like I said, it's not just supplements now. So now I'm actually helping, you know, people with cosmetics brands in skincare and even perfume. I've got a local brand here that I'll be handling their fulfillment for, a brand called Hideaway. I think it's owned by Ashley Bynes. And I'm actually in the process of helping them get set up in America. So their products have got DGs in it, so they've got alcohol in it, so they can't actually ship them by air. So the way around that is by me helping them get set up over in the States.
And the good thing about products like this is there is the margin in there to pay you your dollar premium or whatever you're going to charge in there and still make plenty.
Yeah.
And you just basically fast track by working with an expert like you who's got the experience now and the relationships. You've done that head butting stuff and done really well. One thing I want to highlight for especially the young people or the inexperienced people in business, Eric asked a very important question, which is about contracts and agreements. And everybody, when they're inexperienced, think, I need to get a lawyer now and I need to go on ChatGPT and generate this document. No, it's all bullshit. Because if the Americans want to fuck you, you're fucked. Like, what are you really going to do? You against an American-based, American multi-million dollar. Mm-hmm. The best thing you can do is build a relationship by demonstrating value and rely on good-natured human beings. And don't be a cynic too much around that. Yeah. Like, my agreement with my distributor, there was really not anything but a few emails to start with, and then I added as much value as I could to that relationship.
Yeah.
And now I've got better shipping terms and different things like that, but it's give. And remember, when you're starting with nothing, which is where you were,
yeah,
they have the power, don't forget it. Make it easy to do business with you, prove your worth, and if they screw you over, there's going to be some other ones that won't.
Yeah, I was working with them for a good few months before anything was spoken about money at all. And my mother actually told me at the time, she's like, what are you doing? Make him pay this, that, and everything else. And I was like, you know, love my mother, but I can't take business advice from her. So I just said, look, I'm providing value. And I knew at the time in my mind was, you know, if I did more than what I was paid for, sooner or later, I'm going to get, you know, paid more than for what I do. And that's what's happened.
100%. Such a powerful lesson in that.
And what are the payment terms like with something like this? Like, are they paying you weekly, monthly, quarterly? How does the payment terms work?
Yeah, so as they grew, you know, throughout Asia, they decided, you know, it doesn't make sense for us to pay you per order anymore. We would like to be able to pay some kind of a salary. So I ended up agreeing to that. And so that sort of locked me in regardless whether they're doing a small amount of orders or a bigger amount of volume as well. So, I was quite happy with that, and I knew I was still making the money from the manufacturing, and now I can offer the same services to other brands as well.
Are you helping them at all with any of the marketing here in Australia, just in regards to the different type of, you know, demographics we have here versus the US?
Not really, but I did analyze that this particular brand wasn't actually set up on TikTok, which was given the ability to be set up on TikTok Shop USA. So I pointed that out to them as well. And recently they've, told me that I'd be able to help that way as well. So there's, you know, if you're working with a particular brand, if, you know, if you just think, oh, there's many different ways that you'd be able to help that particular brand once you have that relationship with them. And if you've, you know, proven yourself before, then yeah, they'll give you that opportunity to make some more money through them.
Yeah, I agree with Adam. At the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey, I was, because you do a lot of courses, right? And especially around property, it's all about asset protection and protecting and agreements and, you know, having all these things in place. But I think the value, you understood the value you had and you understood the arbitrage. So I feel like at that time, without being arrogant, you probably thought, you know what, these guys need me just as much as I need them at that point in time, yeah. Right? Like, you probably, like, what else are they going to do? Who else are they going to talk to other than them talking to a 3PL that they probably don't want to deal with?
Yeah.
And did you ever go there? Have you met them face to face?
I never met them face to face. So I've actually, yeah, beginning all of this, I don't even think I even went onto a video call them in the first year. It was all over the phone. So
that amazes me. Hey.
Yeah. So here's, you know, these people would never even met on a video call or in person. They're sending me, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of product every week for quite some time. Yeah.
It's all perspective, hey? Like for a lot of people, like for you, when you first start, you're probably like, wow. But when you go and see their operation, you're like, oh my God. Like, I remember the first time I went to China and went and saw production of my stuff that I was selling, my glassware. I thought I was such a hotshot. And then I went to the factory and like we're walking past, oh, this order's here. This is for Saudi Arabia. And it's like mountains, like, you know, 1,000 square meters just for one order. Oh, just down here, these 5 pallets, that's you. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so far straight out. So it's all about perspective. And you start and you've grown it. And, you know, it's a great story.
What I love about what you're doing as well is you haven't just sat back and thought, you know, I'm making multi six figures from these guys and I'm just going to sit back and chill out. You're now de-risking your business, right? And building it, right, with other brands and creating other opportunities for other people.
Yeah.
And I think that's very, very important. You know, I always used to say to any of my single mates, and it reminds me of this analogy is, you know, a stove has 4 burners, right? You always have 2 on the front on hot, and you always have 2 on the back on simmer, just in case one of the ones fall off, you know? And it's that similar type of thing, right? Because
they still single.
Right.
So, did you have any female pots on yours at all? Or?
Right. And because the reality is at some point, if they, you know, try and be smart and go, ah, we're paying this guy too much money, we're just going to find someone else or go direct or whatever it is, you're now building a business outside of just this arbitrage. And now you're actually sitting there and going, shit, I have something here that I can actually teach other people. And I think that's a very, very powerful thing that you're doing with the Australia Gold International.
Right? Yeah, definitely be able to do that. You know, and anybody would like to be able to learn how to do what I did, you definitely can reach out to us. But yeah, like more importantly, I want to be able to take as many Australian brands to the States as possible, whether if that's in supplements, cosmetics, anything that can be packaged over there, food or, you know, cleaning products, it really doesn't matter. And so, you know, we'll connect you with, accountants that, can set up your whole business structure, and handle your, you know, taxation. You have your manufacturing done in the same facility as the, where the fulfillment will be done. So you don't need to deal with, multiple different, businesses.
Freighting from one manufacturer to a fulfillment center somewhere else, it just adds to the complexity.
Yeah, and this manufacturer also offers free storage for people that manufacture with him as well. And then from there, we can connect you with consultants that can help you to get into retail and give you, you know, a shot at the market over there. And something that I found using, you know, Ahrefs and Semrush, I was looking at a lot of Australian websites and looking at their traffic. Some of the, you know, decent sized brands here in Australia might have somewhere between 3,000 to 5,000 people on their website per day. And this program actually will seek out your top 50 competitors in the space. And, you know, a lot of them might be in the States. And if you look at their traffic in the same industry, has somewhere up to, you know, well over 120,000 people on their site per day. So, you know, getting set up over there potentially could be doing 10 times what you're doing now. And a lot of Australian businesses are probably struggling, you know, things are tight here. And getting that opportunity to go over there is, you know, it's a big opportunity.
Would you recommend them, us being Australian, obviously Australia is a pretty sexy country around the world. Would you recommend them just, instead of just having a Me Too product, really kind of banging on in regards to the Australian, you know, flag, the koala, the kangaroo, that the whole Australian kind of, you know, model going, you know, selling Australian product in the US?
Yeah, I mean, there's ways around it. So if you want to keep your product Australian, that's fine. But, you know, you could always say it's Australian owned, but bottled in America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I saw on the packet, I think it was an iPhone the other day, it says, you know, designed in California, it's made in China.
Yeah, so right, yeah.
It's still an American product, but...
Yeah, the reason why I say that is because US is an interesting beast and they're very patriotic people, right? So you just need to be careful that they're actually going to want to buy your product. And I know that they love buying, you know, US, obviously, product versus an Australian type of product. So I just didn't know if you did much research on that or not.
I haven't done a whole lot of research on that, but I suppose that all comes down to the risk that the business owner wants to take. Yep. And yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of people's dream to be able to have that opportunity to, you know, have their brand go international, and especially in a place like the States, you know, it'd be an exciting experience to fly over there and, you know, see your products on the shelves over there. And yeah,
Port of Vegas.
I think there's a huge opportunity as well for young people listening to this to also look at other ways to bring value to that supply chain. And the one that my brain goes to is influencers. So there'll be lots of young people listening to this that may know large influencers in the fitness space or the beauty space that you could say form a relationship with you and say, listen, I've got a relationship with Jared and the team. We're looking to partner with influencers. They can bring the influencer. You can bring the product. You guys can work out a deal and go for it, right? Because if you've got distribution, you know, that's a huge advantage.
That's the thing, is like, obviously we don't have access to TikTok shop yet here in Australia, and being set up over there gives you that ability to be able to have, you know, a thousand affiliates making videos for you every week, you know, and you're only paying them a commission of your sales. So it brings the marketing cost right down as well.
Yeah, I think if you can identify companies is one thing, which is what you did, but if you can identify a distribution partner, like a high level influencer who doesn't have products yet. When I was at the Russell Brunson event, because we won that Two Comic Club, whatever it was, the $10 million plus award, we had a private little mastermind. And one of the other guys there was Alex Omozi, there was me and a few others. And there was one guy there whose business was supplement partnerships with influencers, so that their company would reach out to the influencer, brand their own range of protein bars or supplements or whatever, and they would do the manufacturing, distribution, the whole thing. I think that's an exciting opportunity as well.
Sorry, I don't know what to say. Sorry.
No, that's right. No, I just thought it'd be a good thing for you. You can come along, and I'm just trying to give ideas to the listeners to how to leverage this access that they've got with you now. Like, you know, they know you from the pod, they can contact you and they can bring value to the relationship.
Yeah, I feel like the best thing about this is, you know, you definitely don't need to be smart to be able to do it. And, you know, you can do this in your own time from home. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are, you know, stay-at-home mothers and things like that are looking for some money to be able to make on the side. And
totally,
this is probably the best way to be able to do that.
You said you had some contacts within the retail space where you could get Australian brands into retail. Have you worked with affiliates and stuff over there as well, or any connections?
It's basically just connecting them with consultants and agencies that work with, you know, hundreds of reps that take your products out to a bunch of stores and help you to get, you know, shelf space. Yeah.
The infrastructure is really established in the US for that kind of stuff. Right. It's amazing.
Had a couple later. Guests talk about that.
Well, Jared, it's been really good talking to you, mate. Hours flown by. That always does, right? Just sneaks up, flies, drives through. If you're listening to this and this is kind of like you're sitting there going, look, I really like the sound of this. What I like about it is it's recurring. That's a huge plus. It's a market that people are spending money in, you know, consistently. And Jared's just a great example of a young guy, not even 40 yet, who's saw that opportunity to insert himself in the supply chain and started with literally a few hundred dollars, apart from some education. But and here you are today, just building a great business. So follow him on Instagram, DM him if you want to connect. I believe you've got a course coming out at some point.
So you know, if I get a substantial amount of interest, I'll definitely be happy to share my course with him. Yeah.
Okay, so hit him up on Instagram, get on his mailing list so he can send you info on that. And as you can see, buying information sometimes is a fast track to getting change in your life. Eric?
And I was going to say, these anti-aging products, if you're lucky enough to get in contact with them, maybe he'll tell you what they are, because he's 39, but honestly, he looks 29.
You do look young.
You look young, man, so you're doing well.
Definitely works.
Yeah.
That's on a half a night's sleep as well, so.
Just to rub it in, Adam.
I look like a ball sack with legs.
Yeah, I mean, like the last thing that I want to say is, like, it took me years to, you know, thinking to be able to make all this happen. And now me teaching somebody else how to do it, I could condense that down to within months. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's based on real experience. That's what I love, you know, and that's what people are craving. They're craving people who've actually done it, and you've done it. And so if this is interesting to you, reach out. Guys, thanks for listening. As always, drop a comment for Jared. I know he was nervous coming onto the pod. Let him know that telling this story is helping people, because we want to get more people like Jared on the pod that are quietly spoken and not necessarily, you know, overt and salespeople, but are thinkers and quiet doers. We want to get more quiet achievers that are doing real things out there and proving that it is possible with a bit of ingenuity, not a lot of capital, to change your life. So, Jared, we thank you for coming on, mate. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And we wish you every success with Australia Gold and where it takes you. So thanks, guys. We'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.
Hey there. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Unemployable. If you'd like to watch another episode, just click there.